Porrick Lodge is here with the Sports News. Morning, Porrick.
Good morning, Gavin. Well, Chelsea are through to the final of the League Cup in England for the first time in 7 years. They beat Liverpool 1-0 after extra time at Stamford Bridge, giving them a 2-1 win in aggregate. Branislav Ivanovic headed in the winner 4 minutes into extra time. It was a heated contest, though. 9 bookings, a confrontation between the managers on the sideline. And then Diego Costa was a central figure in the drama as well.
Yes, I saw a couple of tweets last night along the lines of 2 stamps from Costa, 8 more, and he'll get a free coffee. This was a skirtle from Liverpool who was being trod on. It seemed accidentally in some cases.
Yeah, but and whether it was or not, the referee didn't catch it, and the situation is that he escaped punishment. There's calls now for perhaps retrospective punishment for Costa. But we can hear from the Chelsea manager, Jose Mourinho, and he paid tribute to their beaten opponents.
A very good team. Great work by Brendan. Changing the shape and the model of play because the way they started the season was not going in the right direction, and it was intelligent enough to change and to create a new team, because this is a new Liverpool team and a very difficult opponent. So I'm even happier because we beat a very good team over 2 legs.
In the final, Chelsea will take on the winners of tonight's second semi-final between Sheffield United and Tottenham. Tottenham lead 1-0 after the first leg. In the English Championship, Connor Salmon and Paul Green scored for Rotherham in their 4-2 win at home to Bolton. Ghana beat South Africa 2-1 to book their place in the quarterfinals of the Africa Cup of Nations as winners of Group C. Algeria went through to the last 8 as group runners-up with a 2-0 win over Senegal. American teenager Madison Keys qualified for her first Grand Slam semi-final with a 3-7 victory over Venus Williams overnight at the Australian Open in Melbourne. The 19-year-old will now face the top seed Serena Williams in Friday's semi-final. Williams swept past Dominika Cibulkova 6-2, 6-2. Defending men's singles champion Stan Wawrinka overcame Kei Nishikori in straight sets, and he's now through to the semi-finals. The Ireland rugby coach Joe Schmidt had some good news on the injury front ahead of the Six Nations Championship yesterday. Sean O'Brien looks set to make an international appearance for the first time in 14 months this Friday, with indications that he'll feature for the Irish Wolfhounds against England Saxons and Cork. The Leinster flanker's latest enforced absence began in early September, but he took a full part in training yesterday. Keane Healy is less likely to be ready by Friday, but could be fit for Saturday week's Six Nations opener in Italy. Fullback Niamh Briggs is the new captain of the Ireland women's team. The Waterford woman has 45 caps and replaces the retired Grand Slam winning captain Fiona Coughlan. 6 players who featured in Tyrone's Dr. McKenna Cup panel are no longer involved. All-Ireland winners Joe McMahon and Dermot Carden, as well as former minor star Kyle Coney, are believed to have left the panel, while Mark Donnelly, Plunkett Kane and Kevin Gallagher are reported to have been dropped. There's extensive coverage across the newspapers this morning of the GAA Director General Pádraig Duffy's annual report. Given the success of staging last year's All-Ireland football semi-final replay between Mayo and Kerry in Limerick, Pádraig Duffy said consideration would now be given to staging future semi-final replays at provincial venues. He also addressed the claim that the GAA was too focused on making money.
In terms of finance, we have to generate revenue to drive the organisation on. We cannot improve facilities at home and abroad. We cannot provide resource personnel to coach and develop the games without finance. We don't have the level of income from international events that perhaps rugby and soccer do. So we have to be commercially active. There can be from time to time a challenge between tradition and innovation. And it's not always easy to find a balance between the two. We work very hard to do it. I think that by and large we achieve it. Clearly some people disagree with that, and as I said in the final paragraph of my report, the goal is always, and my goal is, to leave the GAA in a better place than it was before I came on board, and that will always be the challenge.
Kerry footballer Darren O'Sullivan has revealed that he quit his job last November to concentrate on his football career. The 28-year-old is currently recovering from hip surgery. And at the World Cup Sailing Regatta in Miami, Annalise Murphy placed 5th and 3rd in her races, and she's now 2nd overall.
Porrick, thank you. It's 7:43.